We are obsessed about delivering, you know, the most trusted, innovative, and also accurate AI solutions on the market.
One of our biggest realizations about plaintiff attorneys is that it's really all about the data. It's being data first and just drilling into helping plaintiff attorneys understand their data actually unlocks a massive workflow productivity across the board.
Welcome to Trial Lawyer View, the podcast dedicated to the fierce yet compassionate lawyers who fight every day for justice in the courtroom. Our guests are top trial lawyers and their firms who share their stories and experiences, offering valuable insights into their journey, as well as expert guests who provide actionable strategies and practical tips for personal injury lawyers looking to optimize their operations, enhance client service, and drive growth in their practices. Trial Lawyer View is brought to you by Synergy. At Synergy, we aren't just a service provider. We are a strategic partner for personal injury law firms, seamlessly integrating with law firms to boost efficiency from day one. Outsourcing cumbersome administrative tasks like lien resolution and Medicare compliance to an expert partner like Synergy enables personal injury firms to focus on what they do best.
Today's episode of Trial Lawyer View was recorded live from the Supio Summit in New York. This special episode of the podcast brings together Jerry Zhao, co-founder and CEO of Supio, and Aaron Rademacher of Thomson Reuters for a deep dive into how AI is transforming personal injury practices. From Supio's AI engine, which turns weeks of document review, depo prep, and mediation drafting into hours, to Thomson Reuters' perspective on how legal technology is reshaping firm structures and lawyer roles, Jerry and Aaron share firsthand insights on the market forces, investment strategies, and real-world law firm wins that are redefining what it means to practice at the top of the field. Whether you're curious about scaling a boutique practice, competing with the tech of well-funded defense teams, or simply future-proofing your firm, this conversation captures the vision and practical lessons emerging in tech in the legal space for personal injury law firms.
Welcome to another episode of Trial Lawyer View. Joining me today is Jerry Zhao, co-founder and CEO of Supio, and Aaron Rademacher, GM, SVP of the small law segment at Thomson Reuters. Jerry, if you would, can you introduce yourself quickly?
Yeah, I'm co-founder, CEO of Supio. You know, Supio is a plaintiff attorney AI tool specifically built to help them through pre-litigation and trial. And we've been around for the last 4 years, and we're really excited about being on this podcast and partnering with the TR team.
Yeah. Yeah, thanks, Jerry. So yeah, Aaron Rademacher, I'm the general manager over our small law customer segment at Thomson Reuters. So I've actually spent my full professional career working at Thomson Reuters, so over 20 years now. And I've been completely dedicated to serving small firms. So we define that within our business as law firms less than 10 attorneys. So I spent almost 10 years working with local small firms in the Minneapolis-St. Paul area before moving into leadership. So I have over 260 employees serving customers in our small market, in addition to commercial strategy and go-to-market teams as well.
Well, welcome to both of you to the podcast. Really appreciate the gift of your time today. Aaron, we were just talking about analog, right? When I was in law school and I worked for Westlaw, we were in books. And today, everything's changed, right? You know, AI is at the forefront of most of the discussions in terms of where business is going today. So why are we here today at the Thomson Reuters building talking about what is top of mind for the legal profession, which is this transformation? Jerry?
Well, it's an exciting time to be in the industry, right? I feel like for since computers were created, it was really hard for these things to be able to automate language and concepts, right? And when we look back 30 years, we think about other types of revolutions in how people work, like being able to use spreadsheets for finance, or these types of work. And I think with the advent of LLMs and generative AI, now we're finally able to process these concepts and automate a lot of this work now for attorneys, which primarily deal with language and words.
I mean, it's incredible watching the demo of just the amount of processing power. And with all these data-driven cases, because every personal injury case has an immense amount of data, that's just a massive opportunity to move the practice forward and to fight the other side, who is usually armed with technologies that are hard to match. So you guys are giving personal injury firms this opportunity to match wits with the other side.
100%. It's very much a David versus Goliath story out there, right? And the other side with defense, you know, they're on the billable hour. They have these backers that have, you know, market caps of many billions of dollars. And, you know, their job is to kind of slow down justice with these types of plaintiffs and clients. So what AI does is it level sets that playing field, and information no longer is a restriction on how you could do discovery or understand the data or draft out your demands and settlement packages for folks. And it's really going to accelerate how quickly these firms can deliver settlements and justice to their clients.
You announced this partnership with Thomson Reuters, which is why we're here today in this building. Can you talk a little bit about the partnership?
Yeah. You know, when we were like in our last fundraising session, we were connected to Thomson Reuters, and, you know, we're really excited about this partnership. And as Aaron introduced, you know, Thomson Reuters has such a large reach within our customer base that we're able to go and better serve these types of clients and these types of businesses through the Thomson Reuters partnership, and along with the future types of work that we'll further build together and integrate our products together as well.
So, Aaron, can you talk about the importance and significance of this partnership with Supio and what you expect from it?
Yeah, exactly. I think it all starts with the customer. I mean, we are obsessed about delivering, you know, the most trusted, innovative, and also accurate AI solutions on the market. You know, we've been on a journey. CoCounsel Legal is kind of our full agentic, what we often call a horizontal AI solution that covers, right, every attorney, every practice area with a gold standard of legal research, obviously, as being an area of expertise. And so we have this daily supercharged AI system, you know, that is really driven on, you know, three pillars of the content, the expertise, and then the technology of Thomson Reuters. But we're looking to solve complete end-to-end use cases for our clients. And so we, you know, with this partner, Supio, identified a perfect opportunity within our personal injury client base to have this complete end-to-end capability that is unique. It is additive to what we're doing within our proposition that we offer, you know, each and every day. And it provides a specialization that is in the same goal to allow us to have attorneys spend more time on exactly why they got in the profession, the strategy, the creativity of taking these cases on, and ultimately winning bigger. And in my customer segment, you know, regardless of practice area, we obviously serve, you know, all attorneys in all practice areas as clients. You know, the story is similar with small firms in every practice area, that they are the most time resource constraint. And, you know, they oftentimes are at a disadvantage of competing with larger firms because of that. And AI provides the perfect opportunity to do this. And Supio provides the perfect opportunity to have a specialization in personal injury that complements one another, you know, for our customers. So
it's a great point you made about somewhat leveling the field in the realm of personal injury practices. Because in my hometown, we have Morgan & Morgan, which is one of the largest personal injury firms. I think they are the largest personal injury firm in the country by far. How do they, you know, compete with the others? Well, like in our area, they really dominate because of the size and the resources. But with technology solutions like this, it gives the smaller firms the ability to be more efficient and perhaps outmaneuver a firm like that.
100%. I mean, like when I look at the risk that's exposed to a small firm, right? It's the fact that there's not much additional capacity for scale. So instantly, if you have a good month or there's a more complex case, the firm can't do anything else than work that case. And what AI helps you do is have that scalability where you can take on a few more cases, handle more complex cases at the same time as your basic ones, not have to worry about incurring additional payroll or growing in that way. And I think that's really going to help lawyers just practice and be better lawyers and work on the strategy without worrying about the capacity issues that are always plaguing them through their processing.
Which is so critical. And I talk about that in the context of what we do, because every hour a paralegal or an attorney spends on the phone on hold with Medicare, for example, trying to resolve a Medicare conditional payment, those are minutes and hours that ultimately are not helping move the next case towards resolution and ultimately securing justice, which is what this area of the practice is all about and does such an important thing for the people that they serve. So it's incredible to see where we are today with the solutions that are there for law firms to really maximize, particularly smaller firms that just don't have enough resources to really afford to lose minutes or hours.
Yes, totally. It brings more time for them to do the advocacy. And, you know, when you think about personal injury, these are times where their clients are going through some of the most difficult periods of their life. And being able to spend less time on the paperwork and the administrative work and being able to build that relationship with the client and coach them through this is critical. And that's what AI allows you to do.
It's AI with a heart, right? Because what personal injury is about is it's intensely personal. And I know that very well. I was hit by a car while I was cycling back in 2016. So I went through personal injury case from having a lawyer, a friend, who came and talked to me while I was in the hospital with tubes shoved down my throat in the ICU. But that heart is what's so incredibly important. Providing more time for that, which is what your solution allows for, is such an important part of what is going to be a technology-driven practice, but still at the heart of it is the compassion for that person that's been injured.
100%.
So why is this event significant for your team, Jerry? It's an important day for you guys.
Yeah. I mean, I think as a startup, you know, we're so busy building and executing, just having an event like this is a reason for all of us to come together and force us to articulate the vision we have for this industry. It allows us to, you know, deepen our relationships with our partners like TR, as well as release some of the newest technology we have, like CaseAware AI, right? We've been just through all of the back and forth and partnership with our customers, we begin to understand what's unique about this practice outside of what typical AI does, the nuances of how a litigation attorney examines the data, the difference between like an allegation inside a legal document versus a police report and the records that are stated there. And developing the nuance of that for the AI, we feel like it's incredibly important for us to use this as a milestone to ship all of these features. And we're really excited for all of that's coming right now, as you've seen in the event.
So you did talk about some of these new features and advancements. Can you talk about how Supio is different from other solutions that are bringing AI into the personal injury space?
Yeah, you know, when we started this company, one of our biggest realizations about plaintiff attorneys is that it's really all about the data. It's being data first and just drilling into helping plaintiff attorneys understand their data actually unlocks a massive workflow productivity across the board. So even today, you know, when you look at a single release of an AI engine called CaseAware, we're able to power dozens of more workflows that just weren't possible before, like Salim, our engineering leader, as he's shown. Like, we're critically aware of where AI is failing today, right? Everything from being able to diagnose a critical view of safety malpractice case in a laparoscopic surgery to being able to understand the nuances of depositions. And, you know, ultimately, these workflows are powered by a single engine. And as we focus on this, we're always able to unlock exponentially more value for our customers than our competitors.
So you talked a bit about the numbers, and I wanted to ask you a question about it because I think it's an important point. So I saw you had posted something about the amount of cases, 27,000 plus cases having gone through the system, 112 different case types, $1 billion in settlements. You discussed earlier 10,000 now cases flowing through the system a month. What does that mean to you?
It really means that, like, this is the right approach, right? It gives us the rationale that we can further deliver value. It's really exciting. The numbers obviously are a milestone, but there's a lot more to do here. Being able to process these cases at scale now can rationalize deeper investments into the same areas to really bring forth even more value. So we're really excited about features like case economics that can tease apart the differences between associating line items from liens to medical bills, right? These are the details that really are slowing down firms as they practice. And as we scale and we're able to service more customers, we can focus on these details that really matter for the end client.
With all that data, are there any specific really important learns that your team has uncovered?
Constantly. I mean, there's kind of two areas, and Salim talks about this, right? There's the breadth of being able to service lots of different types of cases and breaking down their walls. So like when we look at mass tort clients, for example, in general, right? These are clients that, we're processing in the thousands, the tens of thousands. And not only are they eligible for, let's say, a specific type of litigation, our customers want to know if they're eligible for other types of litigation as well. So they force us to solve these larger data problems of being able to process these over and over again. And that's what Supio Prism addresses, right? On the depth side, you know, when we think about our deep research agent, we're able to outperform even, 3 months ago when we were trying to go and understand, these very nuanced understandings of like case strategy or details. Now this agent can go and navigate all of this and really give you a much deeper analysis about these weaknesses, pinpointing to a specific patient note or just a single passage in a deposition.
Yeah. So can you talk a bit about how AI is now transforming workflows in personal injury law firms and the overall data management in PI matters?
Yeah, we really see this as kind of like two parts, right? One is really the analysis tools. It's really like as you sit down as an attorney or paralegal and you're trying to do some type of analysis, it could be anything from like analyzing, hundreds of pages of flow sheets in a birth injury case to find out whether there's some type of anomaly going on. This would traditionally take people weeks. And now you can do that in moments inside Supio, right? To actually building the case up, which is really where data storage comes in, which is, in order to build a case, you're gathering, 10 different types of documentation for a motor vehicle accident. And depending on each one, there's tons of different variations, whether there's a police report, there's a witness statement, there's what's going on with medical bills and records, right? How do you gather all of this? How do you order it? How do you make sure that the patient is or the client is getting coached to get treated the right ways? So that's really where storage comes in and how you work that through the management of the case. And when we couple that together, you're really marching toward that vision of an AI-powered firm in the future.
So all that's really important. But as we talked about personal injury matters being very personal, what have you seen in terms of outcomes being positively impacted by this technology? What does it mean to the injured party? Obviously, we know for the law firm it's making them more efficient, but how does it help the injured party?
I think there's a couple things. I mean, just on the financial side, right? Like being able to get treated the right way, documented the right way, it does result in higher settlements. That's what we've seen over and over again is, our demand packages that get sent out over 30% higher initial tender at policy limits is what happens because it is a better documented case because these firms now have the resources to go do that. On the other side, you're taking time on desk, which is like these clients are waiting around, they're accumulating all these liens, and it takes over a year to get settled. And now that's going down to under 8 months. And these are the types of efficiencies that are just the beginning of what AI can bring.
Yeah, that time on desk point is an important one because justice delayed is justice denied. And 100%. So being able to bring those timeframes down, that's one of the things we talk about at the end of the case, because when a personal injury victim's waiting on disbursement due to liens, similar issue, yeah. Right? That feeling of how they get served is an important one that you guys are helping facilitate through the enhancements to the timeframe.
100%.
So we've talked a lot about present. What do you see as the future for AI in the legal space next year, the next 3 years? I know it's hard to predict because it seems like things are moving at a breakneck pace, but I'm curious because this is your area of expertise. Where do you think it's going?
Well, I think what is awesome about working in this space and having great partners is we get to shape the future. And a lot of that that's coming is the, you know, it's really about collaboration. So like one of the earlier things that we'll deliver next year is really about the insights that we can deliver for a case. Like when I think about, things that are hard to pick up, like you can think about like a TBI, for example, in a motor vehicle accident, those types of symptoms aren't initially present and it could take a long time to unfold. Well, Supio understands these patterns now. So, you know, as we process these tens of thousands of cases, we'll be able to go pick up the 1-3% of TBI cases that people are missing and let their attorneys know, because these are hard things for people to find. And that's going to be a game changer and life changing for the clients as well. As we evolve through that, it's really how do you get these insights to be autonomous? How do you really build out the rule sets to make sure that clients are getting their settlements, understanding insurance policies to optimize these types of treatments as well as we move forward?
Aaron, I'm curious, just because of obviously Thomson Reuters and their involvement in tech, where do you see things going, if it differs in any way or anything that you want to add to what Jerry talked about?
Yeah, it's interesting. I'll just reinforce the point of, you know, this transformation is not predetermined. And so I think, you know, there's a lot of visions of exactly what this will be in 12, 24 months, but we're building and we're transforming as we evolve. CoCounsel was the very first really generative AI, legal AI assistant, you know, that hit the market. And this was, you know, in Q1 of 2023 when this was occurring. And to see the journey of what I think we explain as first, you know, AI being helpful, driving efficiencies, to then agentic work now being launched and us implementing that in the workflow, of now it being productive, actually providing professional work product. And then as Jerry's kind of painted the vision of what is then proactive, then is autonomous. I mean, it's just an exciting future to see, you know, every single essentially day and week, kind of the evolution of this. And like in our product suite with our launch of CoCounsel Legal, Westlaw Advantage, our tool now includes agentic deep research capabilities. And so to see how this transforms the role of litigators when we hear, you know, we put our 50 brightest minds on this research project, which they did over days and hours and hours. And in 10 minutes, you have these agentic systems delivering what they say is equal quality to 50 of the brightest minds in a global large law firm. I mean, it's incredible when you think of the capabilities of what it means. But of course, we keep going back to allowing attorneys to then spend time on exactly their expertise, their trade, their creativity, their counsel of their clients. And so I think that really comes forth, but it also brings really a new skill set of, you know, does an attorney have the ability to delegate AI to do that work that allows them to bring forth their true expertise? And even in examples, you know, training people, creating their custom workflows, using their IP to create what the work product is. So it's almost a whole completely new skill set of a litigator, is your ability to delegate AI to do the work, or even train AI to be able to conduct the work. And I do think there's a temptation, like this, you know, really comes to light in the world of legal research with, you know, with hallucinations, which the hundreds we've seen in courts. But there's a temptation, you know, with agentic systems to assume you're looking at a, you know, completed work product. Like now that these agents have the ability to do it, you know, there is not a human validation process. And I think that is really key, you know, of the vision of what we see, is that that validation and having the tools to do the validation is still extremely critical work, which brings forth all types of ethics, security, you know, additional guidance from the courts that, you know, I think folks are kind of waiting upon. So, all leading, you know, into the next stage of this journey of where we're going. But those things specifically, you know, really, really come to light. And, it's a trend that I think will continue at obviously a breakneck speed, you know, basically by the week. So,
Jerry, so you just, Aaron mentioned the hallucinations. I'm curious if that's been a large challenge with the data sets that you're having to bring into the system and ultimately make sure accurate output is achieved for the law firm.
Totally. And, you know, before we get too deep in there, I would separate out, you know, the work that Supio does, which is understanding the data in the case, and really the legal research aspect, which is really taking the knowledge of the precedents in the case law, which is why we chose to partner with Aaron and TR in the first place. When we think about understanding data sets within the case itself, it's something we really measure, right? And we employ human in the loop with experts to be able to validate these cases. And we build out what we call evaluations to be able to understand how AI is performing against humans at any given point. So as we update these models and we're building new technology, we're always completely aware of where it's performing. And in the meantime, these experts are really establishing that threshold where it's protecting us against the major hallucinations that are happening. That being said, you know, there's a slew of features that we have that help humans validate this, right? Like as attorneys are using the tools and understanding what it's generating, everything from citations to being able to help you understand which types of prompts are more dangerous than other ones, right? These are the guardrails that we put in place to make sure that people are using AI safely.
That's, yeah, exactly, the validation. That's what I was curious about, because obviously you want to ensure that whatever data their firm is using has that validation.
100%.
So since Supio is leading, how do you plan to continue to lead in the tech evolution in the personal injury space?
I think it's really just keeping in mind the harder problems that we're trying to solve, right? Like, you know, when we think about like these types of cases from pre-litigation to litigation, the number of workflows that our customers are doing extend way beyond just understanding your documents. And some of what we presented today with CaseAware is really around voice agents being able to do something that like firms don't really want to do, like spend hours on the phone registering a claim with State Farm or like dealing with adjusters trying to schedule with your attorney, right? Like these are things that we can just make go away with autonomous voice agents, and we can get a little bit deeper into these workflows to help these firms prioritize what really they care about, which is serving their clients, and less so dealing with these insurance companies and ordering medical records or any of the types of routine mundane work that they're doing right now.
So do you see that as really the way that Supio will transform law practices? Ultimately, is that evolution of what their pre-lit and lit departments look like as a result of this technology powering those teams?
Yes, I think it's going to bring a lot more focus for them to work on what matters, right? And I think more enjoyable work that's delightful. Like when I think about the case strategy or like being able to go down more of a theory of a case. If you think about traditionally how like knowledge work and lawyers work, you know, they go through sequences of asking paralegals or junior attorneys to prepare documents and do research and build these artifacts that then go back, and every turnaround as they go down a new theory takes days. And now this is something that can happen in moments. So as they think and they're able to practice on a higher level because AI allows them that compute unlock that now just becomes a part of how they practice law.
Are there any particular areas in either pre-lit or lit that you guys feel like are going to be areas where you truly make a difference in terms of the efficiency and effectiveness of a personal injury law firm staff?
Well, the simple ones that we provide today, right, is helping you understand all your data, drafting documents, and work like that. What's fun that I'm really excited about is really the live deposition tools and agents that we have, where you can really process the conversations as you depose defense and really understand how you can steer the conversation, bringing out contradictions real time. Right. And that kind of weaves all of the technologies that are coming to light, everything from the voice agent to understanding to the agentic world of doing research around the case and these conversations as well. So by putting all of this together, we get these more real-time scenarios and we can help our clients and customers through this type of work.
And one of your clients gave a bit of a testimonial around that. What have you guys learned from partnering deeply with personal injury firms like Nassar, who talked about the power of these solutions, particularly in the context of litigation?
I mean, this is like we partner with practitioners at the top of their craft. And the realistically, the practice is so deep and so nuanced, we have to be patient. And as we develop these tools, they have to work. Not every tool that we develop is as effective as we hope. So we'll go back to the drawing board, and it just takes iteration upon iteration to really get somewhere where it's truly providing value. And in return, that grounds the company in making sure that every tool we're shipping actually creates tangible value for our customers.
You guys have been really generous with your time. Because the podcast is Trial Lawyer View, I always ask this last question, and it's really open-ended.
Any question.
It's just your view as someone who is immersed in the technology around personal injury firms. What's your view around where this is all going?
Yeah. You know, we presented a little bit of this in the keynote, right? I think that as a personal injury firm, there's so much exposure to all the fluctuations of everything from like cash flow to getting more cases to employees and as cases become more, there's a lot more data in these cases, it becomes harder and harder to process. And personal injury lawyers don't actually realize that, right? It's like when you think about the density of medical records today versus 10 years ago, or certain types of litigations, like let's say the Tesla or Uber litigations that are going on in mass tort, the amount of digital information is overwhelming. So what AI is doing is it's really level setting this field in a way where, you know, you can keep up with the right processes. So we don't have to go back and process gigabytes of documents by manually reviewing each individual line.
Yeah. Aaron, same question to you from Thomson Reuters perspective, a bigger corporate perspective. Mm-hmm. What is your view in terms of technology's impact on the practice?
Yeah. I'll pick up. I know where we left off on the stage. I know he recommended just do it, jump in, right, to your adoption of AI. I think what we're seeing is that exploding. Like in the past year, our surveys will show it's 4x greater that attorneys are using AI daily. But what's interesting is those who are adopting AI, we have about 40% of them who have no determined strategy on their use. They are just going and adopting. And so it's interesting to see that difference, because we have seen so much positive impact of the benefits they're receiving from AI, which is about 4 times greater if you have a strategy, and then the revenue impact is about 2 times greater. So what's interesting is the recommendation of diving in, but doing so very mindfully. And we, with our clients, like to take a very simplified view of just simply, if you could pick 2 things that you do not like, that is burdensome for your success in your practice, what would those 2 things do? And let's work at automating and creating a onboarding plan and ROI in order to accomplish that. So I think sometimes it's so noisy, it feels so complicated, that it's a very simplified view of let's take the 2 things that you dislike and let's have AI enable it so you can truly be more human. We talk about a human-centric approach to AI. And I think that is really where this is going. The idea is potentially this industry needed this technology to actually have a better quality of life and the proper counsel to their clients. And so number one, I would say it's just the adoption of that strategy being so critical and really simplifying the view. And I think you see it in just speed of client service, success of cases, realization rates. There's all of the financial benefits that we see kind of come through of where this journey is going. But I also think what we hear from our customers is the quality of life. When they say, what are they looking to accomplish with AI? Actually 50% say, I just want more time with family or more time with my leisure activity. So it does truly enable that. And that's what we're seeing of those who are really, really successfully adopting AI. So it's a matter of not overcomplicating, picking those real use cases. And the future is to be determined. I mean, there's lots of discussions in the whole around service delivery models. What is this going to do to pricing, reengineering of staffing models, autonomous AI firms, and even some in transactional spaces have already popped up. So that is a part of the journey. But I think those who are adopting are seeing financial benefits, in addition to quality of life benefits. And it's just about simplifying, you know, creating, you know, what's most painful and finding pathways to automate it, which exist. And obviously Jerry has highlighted, you know, the vast end-to-end capabilities of what Supio provides in, you know, in that story. So
great ending point. I read a story or a study recently just about the hesitancy and adoption rates in the practice of law around this. And it is understandable because technology has been slower to infiltrate into the practice of law. But, you know, now what choice is there? But to your point, developing that strategy and starting to execute on a strategy, because ultimately the firms that don't are going to be left behind, because of the ones that do are going to have that significant advantage. They're going to have an advantage like what Supio gives them and what ultimately some of these solutions Thomson Reuters is. Thank you both for joining me today on Trial Lawyer View. Jerry, if someone wants to learn more about how Supio can supercharge their personal injury practice, what's the best way?
You can simply just find us on our website, supio.com, or reach out to one of the reps that's in the region. And we're excited to be your shepherd into AI.
Again, thank you both for joining me today, and we'll see everybody on the next episode of Trial Lawyer View.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Here is another episode of Trial Lawyer View. We hope you enjoy today's guest and discussion. Tune in to our next episode for more helpful insights from fellow trial lawyers and practice experts. This podcast is brought to you by Synergy. Visit partnerwithsynergy.com to learn more about how Synergy can free your firm to focus on what it does best.